Welcome to Total Retail Talks, your podcast channel for retail knowledge.
Hello and welcome to episode 183 of Total Retail Talks. In today's episode, Executive Editor Joe Keenan sits down with Ron Bonacci, VP of Marketing and Advertising at Weiss Markets. Listen in as they discuss the growth of its digital business with help from partners Mercatus and Shipt. All recorded live at Grocery Shop 2018 in Las Vegas. And now, on to the show.
I am Joe Keenan of Total Retail. I'm here at Grocery Shop in Las Vegas. I am joined by Ron Bonacci, who is the Vice President of Marketing and Advertising at Weiss Markets. Ron's going to be presenting here at the show later today, and we have a couple questions for him. So thanks for joining me, Ron.
Thank you, Joe.
So let's start by talking a little bit about Weiss Markets. Maybe you could tell our audience briefly about the company and your role.
Weiss Markets has a wonderful heritage. It's 106 years old, started in 1912. And we currently today we have 204 stores, been on a steady growth pattern, and we're about $3.5 billion in sales and publicly traded.
So let's talk a little bit, I know you're going to talk about this later, I think, on your panel, around how Weiss Markets is transforming its marketing strategy to kind of grow the brand awareness of it and, you know, engagement with consumers across multiple channels. We talked about the stores, digital as well.
Yeah, we're pretty lucky because we always keep looking ahead on what's new in the marketplace and what's new in digital and social media. So we've launched with platforms for curbside pickup, delivery, and making sure that we're meeting tomorrow's needs with consumers today.
Was that kind of feedback you've gotten from your customers? You're looking at the data. You know, what kind of led you in that direction to kind of roll out some of these new programs?
Well, you know, the regional grocery chains, much like had to pause and take a look at what Walmart's is doing, what Amazon's doing to the nation, what Kroger's is kind of launching out there. So if we're not on that same page with them and that plane and going down that journey, we probably would be missing out on a lot of opportunities. And when FMI made that statement that if you're not into curbside and delivery, that you probably will perish because you're going to lose 10 to 15% of your sales. We had to then react and say, we got to be on that forefront too and be on that same plane.
In order to enable these types of programs, the curbside pickup and delivery, obviously you would need to work with different platforms and technology solutions. So maybe can you tell us a little bit about some of the tools you're working with to kind of integrate that online and offline shopping experience?
That's a great question. We have a great IT department, but it's one of those things where third parties really make a difference because they're on the cutting edge. They already have the technology in place, and they have the wherewithal to connect all that through APIs and all that. So we've partnered with Mercatus as our website provider and our online shopping portal. Then we went out and got Shipt and as a home delivery, and we've already ramped that up to 172 stores on the Shipt delivery program.
So with so many different technology solution providers out there, you mentioned your work with Mercatus and Shipt. What goes into the decision-making process at Weiss Markets in terms of, you know, who do we decide to work with versus maybe even building in-house solutions? Can you kind of talk a little bit about that process?
That's another great question. We, like I said, we have a really great IT department. They really do a lot of things. But they really make sure that security, as you know, data and the secure nation has got to be held at best of state for our customers so nothing gets breached. But when you take a look at that, there's all these third parties that can actually bolt on and make a difference for us and do it in a very short time frame so we can accelerate our advanced growth and be competitive in the marketplace.
So let's talk a little bit about, you know, where you're at in terms of the business on digital side, and what kind of the benefits that you're realizing. You know, were you starting from basically, you know, ground zero and kind of building it from the beginning, and, you know, where you're at now?
Yeah, we had curbside pickup for a while, for a few years, but then from the acceleration of getting delivery when we saw what Amazon was doing, we actually had to then jump on the board, got Mercatus on board, and then reached out to someone like Shipt and then actually driven that platform. So we launched literally on September the 6th, and we're already 172 stores into it.
We've talked about kind of the processes and the technologies. Now, you know, probably the third part of that is the people. You know, how are you getting your associates involved and, you know, kind of getting them up to speed in some of these new systems that you've implemented?
That's one of the great assets of a small retailer or a mid-sized retailer is you're so nimble and your store personnel and the team members that you have, employees, it's all about the people. And the way they engage with our customers and the way they engage with making sure that delivery is best needed for that consumers and what their needs are, it really goes that extra mile in terms of the last mile of delivery.
So we're here at grocery shopping, kind of the theme, and you know, you hear this over and over again at an event like this, kind of the transformation of the grocery industry. So I'm interested kind of where Waste Markets is headed as you look, the rest of Q4, and then as we move into 2019, you know, from a marketing perspective, you know, where are you kind of taking the brand and, you know, to kind of position it to continue the growth that you've talked about?
You know, that's one thing that's really unique about coming to a place like Grocery Shop here this week is you get to look and see all of the platforms and what the technology is advancing, and you evaluate yourself and you go back and have the discussions with IT and the executives, and you make this roadmap and make sure that it's meeting the needs of tomorrow, because you can't be a lagger anymore. You really have to make sure that you're staying abreast with what technology is advancing, and can you be there, and what is the advancement of that? Can you do it internally? You probably can ask that question, but what is the timeline for that, yeah, versus the acceleration that that someone here that can plug and play with you because of the white labels and things that they do can really accelerate you and make us best in class or right up there with anyone else in the marketplace.
Yeah, kind of that speed the market, you can't lag behind or you'll get passed.
Absolutely, you would get passed. And it's so wonderful to be out here and be able to see this type of stuff, because nowhere else can you get that total perspective of what's available in the marketplace, and do you have this technology, and how does it fit, and how do you build that roadmap for the future? So it really gives you insights on how to make tomorrow's decisions.
Great. Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Ron Bonacci of Waste Markets for joining me today at Grocery Shop. Thanks, Ron.
Well, thank you, Joe. It's really a pleasure to be here. It's kind of exciting to see all this new stuff, and to be out here at Grocery Shop and see what's available. Just an amazing opportunity.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at mytotalretail.com/podcast for show notes. Total Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher, but make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Total Retail Talks.